I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. You think you control your time, but none of us actually controls our times. Gone Before You're Ready shows respect to knowing that you don't control it.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mirror of Motivation, your self-guide to self-discipline. If you want to have more discipline over yourself, this is the only book you need. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/MOM. Congratulations on being in the best place at the best time, tuned into the show where you learn discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all this, you get the personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. All of this combined, you get the mindset, the method podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's episode. Today's topic is about waiting. It's about getting rid of your habit of waiting. Even though waiting can be beneficial in certain circumstances? Is it necessary? In some instances, of course. I mean, if you're stopped at a traffic light and the light is red, you probably should wait before you cross that street, especially if you're in a car. Maybe if you're walking, you'll cross it anyway. But you understand what I'm saying. There are times when you should wait, but we're talking in a macro sense for you to stop wasting time waiting. Do not waste your time waiting for things in life. I remember when I graduated from college, I was speaking to my grandmother, and she was asking me, well, what are you going to do now that you have graduated from college? And I told her, well, I want to go play basketball. And she said, well, what do you have to do next? Or, you know, what's the next step? Or when does it happen? When are you going to go play basketball? And I told her that, you know, based on the situation, now I got to wait for this. I told her I was waiting. I was waiting for this agent to call me, or waiting for some team to want to sign me, or waiting for this to happen, or waiting for that to happen. And she started to advise me against waiting. I don't even remember the exact words that she said, but one of the things that she just went on, that the fact that I said that I was waiting, that was my plan, was to wait. She said, you can't just say that you're waiting. I mean, well, how is anything actually going to happen in your life? Again, I don't remember exactly what she said, but her point was, how's anything going to happen if you're not going to be controlling it? You're just waiting for something else to happen. You're waiting for someone else to move their feet. How can you be sure that anything is ever going to happen? She was absolutely right. And that's what we're talking about here today when it comes to waiting. Because sometimes in life, we wait because we think we need more resources. Actually, a lot of times in life, we wait because we think we need more resources. We think, well, I need more time so I can get better. Or I need more information so that I know exactly what to do. Or I need more help so that when I do this, I can actually do it right. Or I need more experience so when I do this, I can actually do it right. Or I need more time to practice so when I do it, I can actually do it right. A lot of times when we wait, we're waiting with the false belief that if we wait long enough, and not just wait, but do other things while we're waiting to do this one action, if we do all these other things while we wait, We have conditioned ourselves to believe that waiting long enough means when we finally do something, we're going to get it perfect and it couldn't possibly mess up. There will be no setbacks and there will be no complications and everything's going to go just right. And we all know that this is absolutely not true. The first time you try something or the first time you do something, even if you have practiced a lot, it's probably not going to go perfect the very first time. And even if it does go better than anyone else around you or as well as you thought it could have went, by the time you do it a second, third, and a 35th time, you're going to be doing it a whole lot better than you were the first time. So that first time is not going to be great no matter how long you wait, how many resources you accumulate, how much you work on your game. You need to just get in the game and do your thing. You need to throw your hat in the ring instead of waiting for the right opportunity or waiting for the right time. A lot of time is wasted in life and waiting. Now, we've already talked about time a lot in different episodes of this podcast. The full archive, for those who don't know, is at dreallday.com/podcast. And we talked about time many different times for as a theme of an episode, and I'll touch on it in many episodes, even when it wasn't the actual topic of the episode. So make sure you're checking those archives and listening to as many episodes as possible, as many times as possible. Now, knowing that time is the most valuable resource that we have, if you're waiting, you are trading your most valuable resource in hopes of filling the blank. In hopes of, number one, that you will be granted more time with which to wait so that you can do the thing that you're waiting to do, right? That's the number one thing that you're gambling on when you wait in life. You are gambling on the fact that, not the fact, but the hope that you will be granted more time to do whatever it is that is causing you to wait, whether that's get more information, think about it, get advice, you know, listen to another episode of the Work on Your Game podcast, read another book, take another online course, go to another seminar, ask another expert for some information. Whatever it is that you're waiting to do, you are gambling on the fact, you're not the fact, keep saying the fact, but it's not a fact at all. You are gambling on the hope that you will be granted more time with which to wait, and then you'll be able to actually do your thing. There is no guarantee for any of us that there is any more time. So when you're waiting and say, okay, well, I could do this right now, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait 6 months. And then I'm going to see where things look. Well, none of us is guaranteed the next 6 months. None of us is guaranteed that 6 months from now, whatever it is you're waiting to do will still be the opportunity that it is now. And that's something that we're going to talk about later on in this episode. So when you find yourself waiting before you do something that you already know you want to do, something that you may need to do, something that you've been thinking about doing, whatever reason that it's going to be done with you, whether it's a want, whether it's a need, whether it's a curiosity, whether someone's forcing you to do it, if you are waiting in order to get to it, you are gambling on a couple things that you have zero control over. Well, let's get into these points here today. Again, the topic is don't waste time waiting. Number one thing you can do to not waste time waiting is to go before you're ready. Now, that sounds pretty simple, right? Go before you're ready. You're not quite ready to do it, but go ahead and do it right now. Now, you're not quite ready to go make those house calls and try to sell your product door to door to people, but you know what? You should go ahead and just do it right now. You're not quite ready to start picking up the phone and dialing people and asking them to give donations to your nonprofit organization, but you might as well get on the phone and start dialing now, because the first call that you call, no matter how much you practice and train, is not going to go exactly as you expected, and you may bomb on a couple calls. You might as well just get it out the way now, because you don't have that much. You don't have any time to waste. It's not even that much time. You don't have any time to waste because you have no idea how much time is left in that hourglass of yours. Going before you're ready means you don't have to be like 100% primed and say, okay, I know everything is going to happen. I'm 100% sure of myself. I'm guaranteed that this plan is going to work out. We are never in that situation in life that we're 100% sure that the plan is going to work out perfectly. How many plans have you set up that have worked out exactly perfectly, exactly as you thought they were going to? Probably very few. So when we say that we are waiting, we're not quite ready. I need to get more information. I don't know enough yet. I need to get these questions answered. Listen, that's the time when you're supposed to move. Those are the exact times you're supposed to move, because you'll get answers to your questions when you move. You'll get information when you move. You will get experiential knowledge when you take action, even before you're ready. And when you go before you're ready, whoever you may be competing against, if you're doing something that is competitive, like playing a sport or any form of business or anything that involves money, is going to be competitive. Or if there's any money involved, other people are going to be competing to get that money in some way, shape, or form. Even if you're a nonprofit organization, a charitable organization, $1 that I could give to this charity, somebody else is competing to get me to give that $1 to their charity instead. And I might only have $1 to give, if you understand what I'm saying. So you are competing against somebody. When you go before you're ready, you're jumping ahead of the competition, because I guarantee you there are a bunch of your competitors who you may not even be aware of their existence who are also waiting. They're also waiting till they get the right opportunity, waiting till they get the information, waiting till they know everything they need to know. Going before you're ready jumps you ahead of everybody else. It shows respect to the fact that you know you do not know how much time you have left. That's the most important thing that happens when you go before you're ready, because the time that you want to wait until you're quote unquote ready, you're not guaranteed that time. So you're disrespecting the fact that you don't control your time. You think you control your time, but none of us actually controls our times. Gone before you're ready shows respect to knowing that you don't control it. Point number two, today's topic is don't waste time waiting. Do what you want to do or what you need to do or what you think needs to be done without permission. This is another reason that people wait in life for. I need to talk to this person first. I need to hear what these people have to say. I got to ask my audience over here what they think about it. I want to see how this person does. They're doing it right now, so I'm going to see how they do. And if it goes all right, then I'll feel all right doing it. Waiting for permission. I got to ask this person. I got to talk to my husband. I got to talk to my wife. I got to talk to my kids. I got to talk to my mom or my dad. I got to talk to my boss. I got to talk to my supervisor. I got to talk to my business partner. A lot of time we waste in life waiting for someone else's permission to do something that we know we could do on our own if we really needed to. I mean, if it was an emergency and it really needed to get done, could you just do it without waiting for that permission? Of course you would. If you know it's the right thing to do, is whomever you're waiting to get permission from, if you know is the right thing to do, if you were to go ahead and do it and then tell them, would they have any negative reaction to you doing what you knew was the right thing to do? If you could show them or explain or otherwise prove to them that this was the right thing to do and it just needed to get done without us having another conversation about it, without me asking you, without me polling the audience, I just did this because it needed to get done. It was the right thing to do. Could they have any possible objections? Yes, they could have some objections, but that's okay. People have objections. You can apologize later, but you need to take action right now. Doing things without permission puts you in a position of control. It puts you, because if you're doing it without anybody else giving you okay, now there's nobody to blame if it goes wrong. There's nobody to point the finger at if it goes wrong. You can't say, well, this person told me to do it. This person said it was okay. Well, listen, you told me I could go do that. No. When you go do it without waiting for permission, you're in control because you're the one taking leadership and taking responsibility for that situation. Even if you didn't know you were taking responsibility, you are assuming responsibility when you do it without waiting for other people's permission. And also, when you don't wait for permission, you're showing confidence in yourself. I don't need anybody else to okay this. I don't need anyone else to tell me that this is going to work out. I don't need anyone backing me. I don't need to be able to look over my shoulder and know there's someone who said, hey, this is the way to go, for me to believe that I can make it happen going in this direction. You're showing confidence in yourself. And when you take permission, you're giving yourself leadership and you're giving yourself control in the situation. Now, those, even though the way that I'm saying it, those sound like great attributes to have, right? Control and leadership and giving yourself power and confidence in yourself. Not everybody wants those things, because you know when you have those things, everything's on you. Everything is on your shoulder. You're the person up front. You're the person on top, and everybody's going to be looking at you, whether those are people who are following you or just people who happen to see you, because it's just you out there. It's just you out there. There's no team to look at. There's no committee. There's no other person with equal standing as you. It is just you out there. So if and when things go wrong, you're the one that is responsible for it. Then you got to deal with that. And that right there, see, going to that second level of what happens when you take control, that's what keeps a lot of people from taking control. But if you need some help with that, the place I suggest you go is DreAllDay.com/BB. That's two B's, the letter B for the Bulletproof Bundle. Those are my four books on the mental game. The Mental Workbook, the Mirror Motivation, not the Mental Workbook, excuse me, the Mental Handbook, the Mirror Motivation, the Super You, and 100 Mental Game Best Practices. That's the Bulletproof Bundle. Now, when you order the Bulletproof Bundle, we will offer you the Mental Workbook as well. So even though I mentioned the Mental Workbook, it's not part of the Bulletproof Bundle. You can end up with all five. Just go to DreAllDay.com/BB. That'll help you getting over this second level fear. You're keeping from doing action A because you're thinking about what's going to happen when you get to point C, D, F, G, and S. You just need to take that action without permission. Point number three in today's topic is do not waste time in waiting. We all have heard the phrase and maybe used the phrase that time is money. And in many cases, time absolutely is money. I mean, if you get a job at McDonald's, if you work 8 hours, you're going to get paid eight times or whatever amount of money you're getting paid by the hour. So there, time is money right there. If we just look at it that way. If you get interest from an account that you have, any type of financial account that you have, the longer you keep that money in there, you get some more, the more time you keep that money in there, the more money that you're going to get from that financial vehicle. So yes, time can be money in many different ways. Time is also life. We've discussed that many times, that time is the most valuable resource you have, because when your time runs out, unlike your money, everything's over. Your money runs out, you can keep living and go make more money. Time runs out, you can't do anything. But here's another thing that time is that we haven't talked about too much. Time is opportunity. Time is opportunity in life. Have you ever, if you just think to yourself, ever had an opportunity that was only available right then and there on the spot and it would not be available later? Of course you have. Have you ever seen an opportunity that was available right then and there on the spot and you thought, well, listen, if it's available now, it'll be available later. And then you tried to go get that opportunity later, whether that was 5 minutes later or 5 months or 5 years later, and you realized that that opportunity was gone? Of course you have. Time is opportunity. There are certain times. I mean, timing is everything. You've heard that. You probably use that saying yourself. Robert Greene, 48 Laws of Power, I believe it is law number 30. I think it's law number 30, but you can fact check that and find it yourself because you should already own the book. Master the Art of Timing is one of the 48 Laws of Power. You got to understand that there's a time when you got to strike. In 2008, when the presidential elections were coming up, or the presidential election cycle was coming up, not even 2008, let's say 2007, Barack Obama looked at the presidential landscape and the people who were around him, or at least the seasoned politicians who may have wanted to advise Mr. Obama, President Obama, or the people who just happened to be critics, political pundits. They would have looked at Barack Obama and said, no, it's not your turn. It's not your turn just yet. First of all, you're a black guy in America. We've never had one of those as president. Second of all, you don't have that much political experience compared to the average person who steps in to become president. Third of all, listen, it's Hillary Clinton's turn. I mean, Hillary has been being groomed to become the president. She's in the same Democratic Party that you're in, Barack Obama. It's her turn. It would be foolish of you to try to jump out there right now. It's not your time. You don't have enough experience. You know, you need to get a little bit more hair on your chest, young guy, and let's see what works out. But Barack Obama looked at the timing of the situation and realized, contrary to what everybody else thought, the timing was not right for him. The timing was perfect for him. He jumped at the right time and he used all of the things that the political experts could have seen as negatives, him being youthful, him having not a lot of experience. He used that as part of the fuel to his fire. I mean, his whole campaign was about, yes, we can, which encompasses the whole everything that Barack Obama and his presidential campaign was about. He encompassed change. That was one of the main things that he talked about. It's time for change. Yes, I'm young. Yes, I'm black. Yes, I don't have a lot of political experience. Those are the exact reasons you should have me. Time is opportunity, people. You got to realize waiting can cost you opportunity. Had Barack Obama waited 4 years, well, Hillary Clinton, first of all, would have already been in. She would have been an incumbent Democratic president who was also a woman. So now a black guy is going to come in and try to take out the first woman president. I don't think that would have worked out. Maybe, let's say Hillary goes a whole 8 years, then Obama tries to jump in 2016. Maybe the country would have been ready to swing to the other party for their president. It seems to go that way sometimes in politics. We're just going to swing to the other party. We had this one for 8. Now let's go to this side for 8. Whoever that person would have happened to be, the opportunity would have been gone. Now, was Barack Obama absolutely 1,000% ready at that point? According to most people, political experts, no, he was not ready. That was the exact reason that he went. And that was the first point I gave you here. And today's topic, again, is don't waste time waiting. Of course, while you wait, you're missing opportunity. Of course, while you wait, somebody else is jumping on the bus that you should have jumped on. Of course, while you wait, you can learn more things. You can see more things. You can get some more experience and information under your belt. But is any of that going to help you recapture the opportunity that you have already missed? No, because opportunity comes and it goes. I already told you about how people say opportunity knocks, right? We've all heard that saying, opportunity knocks. Opportunity does not knock. That's a lie, is a falsehood that you've been taught, that opportunity knocks. Because if opportunity knocks, see, this is how people get lulled to sleep when it comes to this thing, this whole thing of opportunity. Because if opportunity knocks, if that's true, that means you could be sitting around doing something completely unrelated to the opportunity, and then something is going to alert you that tells you, hey, there's an opportunity over here. You need to come jump on this thing over here. Over here. Hey, yeah, over here. Where you hear the door knocking? That's where you need to go to get this opportunity. And then you go over there, and then some great serendipitous thing happens. That's not the way opportunity works. I mean, look at your own life. Is that the way opportunity works? That's not the way it works. Nobody's just going to come out of nowhere and tap you on the shoulder. You're walking south. Somebody's going to say, no, turn around and go north because there's an opportunity about 3 blocks up. That's not the way it works. All right, here's how opportunity actually works. Opportunity does not walk around your neighborhood knocking on doors, or your apartment building knocking on doors. Opportunity just walks around the neighborhood, period. It walks around the whole city. It walks all over town. It rides on the subways. It catches Ubers. It's on airplanes. Opportunity is just everywhere you can go. Opportunity is there, but it's not knocking anywhere. It is not bumping into you. It's not sitting down at your table and asking, hey, is this seat taken? It's not tapping you on the shoulder and say, hey, listen to me. Let me explain to you what's going on. Opportunity is just walking around. It's just there. It's not saying anything to you. It's not even making eye contact with you most of the time. You have to recognize it yourself, and then you got to go get it. So it will be there, and then it'll be gone. But if you don't jump on that time, you don't jump on the timing when the time is right. And I'm going to do a whole episode on this whole concept of opportunity that I just explained right there. If you don't jump on it, the timing's gone, and everything's gone. Everything that could have came with it that you will never know what could have been will be gone because you waited. You wasted time waiting. Let's recap today's topic, which is don't waste time waiting. Number one, go before you are ready. You don't need all the information. You don't need to get more practice. You don't need to ask anybody else for advice. Just go and you will figure it out along the way. Number two, do things without permission. If you wait for somebody else to give the okay, whether that's an implicit okay by telling you that you can do it or just saying, yes, you can go do that thing, you're missing opportunity in that moment. You're also not taking leadership. You're not taking control. And it's not helping to build your confidence if you need someone else's permission before you do what you know is the right thing to do for you in your life at that time. And number three, yes, time is money. Yes, time is also life. Time is also opportunity, people. When you don't strike at the right time, when you know the time is right, but you don't strike because you want to wait for whatever reason, that opportunity will not still be there when you come back. Just know that up front before you waste more time waiting. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. Told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.